Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You guys don't know how much my spirit is warmed by seeing that you guys are telling me the various ways that you get to Kauffman and Arrowhead Stadium. It makes me very, very happy. If there's one thing that we're going to lose whenever they move, it's going to be, no, we're all going to probably end up going the same way. It's a badge of honor if you know a different way, a little bit of a shortcut. They're going to take the shortcuts away from us. There's not going to be any shortcut to get to Washington Square Park. No, we're all going to go the same three ways. It's not going to be fun. It really does warm my heart. 913-586-7965. We also learned that Rob, he doesn't have one and he can't pronounce words. So we learned a lot in the last 10 minutes or so. We are having a lot of fun today. Hopefully you guys are having a fun day. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob Britton here producing this thing, taking you up until 6 o'clock. All right, Rob, where would you like to begin? Because I hate when I think that we have to begin negative. Like, you guys just got off work. It's the weekend. I want to start positive. I want to start with something uplifting. But, I mean, it's been a bad week for the Royals. I mean, I can't spin it any other way. Last weekend, they lost the series to the Chicago White Sox. This week, their best pitcher, for the third time this season, has gone onto the injury list. They did not win a game this season against the Yankees, and offense was very futile in the process. They have a very important series this weekend against the Athletics, which sounds crazy because no one in 20 years has had an important series against the Athletics, but the Royals do. The Royals cannot afford to lose this series. I mean, sure, they won't be out of it, but I kind of know you guys' fan psyche when it comes to the Royals. When it comes to KU, always optimistic. I mean, Rob was holding on until the final last beat. You know, they got Hunter Dickinson and DeJuan Harris and Bill Self. I mean, they'll figure it out. He thought that up and he thought they were going to make a run in the NCAA tournament. Oh, look at the bracket. They go up against St. John. Eternal optimist. Chiefs fans, even before Patrick Mahomes, you guys convinced yourself that Alex Smith was going to take you to the promised land. Optimist. That's not what Royals fans are. They are not an optimistic bunch. In fact, they are a very pessimistic bunch. If you were telling me that over a 7-day period, they're going to lose a series to the White Sox, they're going to lose a series to the Athletics, and Cole Reagans is going on the IL, I'm telling you that Monday is going to be the longest four-hour show that we have ever had. I don't even want to begin to fathom what the text line is going to look like. You guys are going to be trying to sell everything and everybody. You're going to sell the Royals to Nashville for three country bars. I know how Monday is going to be. You guys need this weekend. They don't got to sweep them. But can they win a series against the A's? They lost five consecutive series at Kauffman Stadium. Five. If you went out there this week for Yankees week, they lost and didn't score. They play a very boring brand of baseball. You really need this. You need something good to happen, something positive to happen. So you know what I wish? I want to see Jack Caglione hit his first home run this weekend against the A's. I can't imagine the roar from the crowd, just a finally, yes, excitement. I was here for his first home run. I want to see the Royals win this weekend against the Athletics. I don't want to know what Monday is going to be like if neither one of those things happen. I want to continue to remain positive. But I am telling you, I know you guys, if the Royals lose this series to the A's, Monday is going to begin random Chiefs hypotheticals. That's when I got to start coming up with Karrenton hypothetical button games, and we just got to start finding random things to do to get us through as the Royals continue to drown. They've drowned for the last month or so. They're 10-19 in the last 29 games. They have maybe the worst offense in baseball. I don't count the Rockies because that's not a real team. I don't know what they are, but that's not a real baseball team. I'm not convinced that the Rockies would beat the Savannah Bananas. I'm not entirely convinced. I'm not sure if the Rockies would be the best team in AAA. I'm serious. I'm not joking. I'm not sure if they'd be the best team. You could really, really use this. You just need something good to happen. A nice little double here. A nice home run. A couple stolen bases. It's Alex Gordon Day. Tomorrow, they're doing Bobby Witt Jr. bobbleheads. I'm sure they're beautiful. I actually have not seen the bobbleheads. They're doing like some magic Willy Wonka. Seven of them are autographed and worth more than the other ones. I think there's going to be a line in Kauffman to go get them. I'm not worried about you guys doing your part this weekend. You guys go out there for the weekend. The weather's going to be good. It's a big weekend. Sporting's in town. The Current are in town. The Royals are here. Boulevardia. People are going to be outside doing outside activities. But don't think for a second that you guys will not put the Royals down and go on vacation. Hey, I'll tune back in whenever football season is here. I'm not keeping up with the Royals anymore. I'm not watching this every night for the rest of the summer. That's what I think is potentially in route. Certainly on the line for the Royals. But you know what? Again, I don't want to be negative. I want to be positive. I want you to be positive. I want to continue to have positive thoughts. And most importantly, when the Royals have a day game, please be sure to listen to it right here on 96.5 The Fan. Right, Rob? That's what we really care about more than anything.
I mean, that should be 1-1. That's
honestly all I really care about.
We should just rename the show. Listen to the Royals from 2 to 6 every day game right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Someone on the text line says, CDOT, the Royals have made the playoffs and had a winning record 3 times in 37 years. It's a fair to be a bit down on the organization. I'm not telling you that your skepticism doesn't come honestly. You're 100% right. The Royals have not given you a lot of reasons to believe and be hopeful. So if you are down on the Royals, I mean, trust me, I've been to 2 Royals games this year that they lost 1-0. I also feel the way that you feel. Hey, you guys want us to go out there. You guys get mad about the attendance, and then we go out there, and then you guys lose 7-2. Or Aaron Judge hits a home run right when I sit down in my seat, and I feel like at that moment the game is over. I echo a lot of the same sentiments. I'm simply here just trying to be a vessel. I'm trying to be your voice, and I'm telling you, I have seen the text line pretty consistently for a decade. If they don't win this series, I'm telling you what it's going to look like on Monday. You guys are out. You're out on the Royals for the rest of the year. The Royals will have to do something to get you back. Now, you always come back. They win 7 games in a row. You'll be back. See, I told you I never gave up. You guys are quick to give up on the Royals. Quick. And losing a series to the Athletics, who are one of the 3 worst teams in baseball, I can't really tell you you're wrong if you are out on the Royals after this weekend, especially after losing to one of the other bottom 3 teams in baseball last weekend, which was the Chicago White Sox. Today, we are celebrating Alex Gordon Day at Kauffman Stadium. They are encouraging people to get to the stadium in about an hour. They're going to start the festivities of putting him into the Royals Hall of Fame. He certainly did a lot of cool stuff while he was here in Kansas City.
Volquez stares in, gets the sign from his catcher, Salvador Perez. And brings the pitch, a fly ball struck to the left side, long run for Alex Gordon. Will he get there? He reaches into the stands and flies into the stands. Did he make the catch?
Yes, he did. Oh, my gosh. What a play by Alex Gordon. He was like Superman flying through the air into the seats, and he made the catch. The four-time Gold Glover, unbelievable. He's even getting a standing ovation from the Chicago faithful. Oh, baby, I tell you, I love that kid from Lincoln, Nebraska.
I want to be clear that the text I'm going to read, I understand, is coming from the very small vocal minority for the Royals. I don't want you guys to think that this is how everybody feels. I'm reading it for the purpose of starting a conversation. Someone texted into the show. Alex Gordon is a byproduct of what a loser organization the Royals have been. He is a 259 hitter. Are you kidding me? There's no way that the Royals should let a 259 hitter into their Hall of Fame. If that is the only metric that you are using for why Alex Gordon should be in the Royals Hall of Fame, you are looking at this all the way wrong. And I would question if you've been watching the Royals. Like, if that's your basis for Alex Gordon is his batting average, I would say you missed a lot of cool stuff in the middle. Alex Gordon has won 8 gold gloves in his career. 8 gold gloves in his career. Do you want me to go through the players who have won more than he has at his position? Because if I start to tell you the names and where we are talking about in terms of defensive prowess at this point, he is one of the best defensive players ever in baseball. Not just in Royals history. He is one of the best defensive outfielders by that metric that we have potentially ever seen. He is in the short list. Not saying he's the best. He is one of the best that we have ever seen. He maybe has the most important hit in Royals history. I'm sure there's a hit, Rob, in 1980 or 1985 that you and I are forgetting, and we just aren't old enough to 100% remember. But if you said that Alex Gordon's home run in Game 1 of the World Series was the number one play in Royals franchise history, I don't think you would be that far off. Maybe you say Hosmer's dash. Maybe you would say the Pine Tar home run. It is definitely in the top 5, and I don't really think you can argue it. He was the best defensive outfielder of his generation in baseball. Maybe you say it was Mike Trout. Okay. I mean, Mike Trout might be the best baseball player we've ever seen. Alex Gordon should have went in the Hall of Fame the day after he decided he was done playing baseball. He shouldn't have had to wait. Hey, you're done? Great. Here, we're gonna set this up immediately for you. There's some players that we'll be able to argue the back and forth on. Oh, do you think he should get in? Rob, you and I jokingly go back and forth about David DeJesus, for example. You think that he should be in the Royals Hall of Fame? One person we should never have spent any time arguing about, and I'm happy the Royals didn't spend any time arguing about it, was Alex Gordon's inclusion in the Royals Hall of Fame. We're even talking past the Hall of Fame. If they announced a statue tomorrow for Alex Gordon with him rounding first base with his hand up after hitting the home run, they would be in the right. They'd be in the right. So there's a lot of things we can debate. In fact, I enjoy the debate. I'm not debating about Alex Gordon going to the Royals Hall of Fame. It is a no-brainer to me that he should be in the Royals Hall of Fame. And given how quickly, I mean, he just retired in 2020. I mean, there's other guys that, hey, we could have. No. The first time he was eligible, he should be in the Royals Hall of Fame. He's one of the most important players they've ever had in their franchise's history.
So, two things, and both these are going to sound like I'm hating, and I promise I'm not.
Anytime you got to preface it with that, you better start hating.
One, first and foremost, using average as your only metric is loser behavior. But if you're going to do that,
you can hate on that person. That's fair.
If you're going to use only batting average as your barometer for if you're Royals Hall of Famer or not, we should pull Bo Jackson out because Bo Jackson has a worse batting average as a Royal than Alex Gordon. So if that person is adamant that batting average is the key to being in the Royals Hall of Fame, you better be cool pulling Bo out. And Bo, while not as important in Royals history as Alex Gordon, which is a crazy thing to think because of how great of an athlete Bo Jackson was.
It actually took Bo too long to get in there.
And he had a lot of cool moments, but still only a 250 hitter. So that's first and foremost. Loser behavior to only point to batting average. I digress. Secondarily, if you are a type of person who thinks Alex Gordon does not belong in the Royals Hall of Fame, I would tell you that he's not a good example of this. team Hall of Fames are always lax. They always are. Cooperstown, he's not getting in there.
No.
And there's no reason he should be in there. That's a different ball game. Canton, Ohio is a different ball game. But the Chiefs barometer for what is a Hall of Famer versus Canton are not one and the same. So if you want to just point to batting average, it's a bad barometer. But if you think that's a metric that should keep Gordon out, then you should probably know that team Hall of Fames are the easiest thing to get into. We joked last year on air, Kimball Anders just went into the Chiefs Hall of Fame. Do you have any Kimball Anders memories other than just he was on the team? No, because that's what team Hall of Fames do.
I also think that this is a theory that I have, and you guys can tell me if I'm wrong. 913-586-7965. One of the worst things a player can do is not live up to his contract. It's one of the worst things you can do. I mean, it's not in theory. Like, I think we all understand that. But I'm telling you, the moment a team gives a player a lot of money and then that player doesn't really come close to living up to it, it's one of the worst things that can happen. The only reason people turned on Alex Gordon is because he decided to keep playing for the Royals. If Alex Gordon had just decided after 2015, you know what, man? I had a lot of fun playing for the Royals. It was great. But now I want to think what's in my best interest. I want to try to go out and get the maximum amount of time left. I'm going to go sign with another team, another organization. I loved my time here in Kansas City. People would look at Alex Gordon like a top five Royal of all time. If Alex Gordon had just stopped in 2015, that's how people would have looked at him. There was a time that people loved Eric Berry. Eric Berry at a time was the most popular athlete in Kansas City. The worst thing that Eric Berry did was not live up to his contract. I'm telling you. You can do some wild stuff off the field. You know. If you don't live up to the money the team gave you, oh, people take that personally. That's the only thing that Alex Gordon has done wrong in a Royals uniform. And wrong, I'm using in quotations. They gave him a lot of money. We got 4 for 72. They paid him a whole lot of money. And I mean, almost instantly after signing that deal, he was a completely different player. He was not good those first 2 years. But again, there's a lot of things I'm open to debate Hall of Fame wise. We were talking about it yesterday. I love arguing Mike Evans. I will never argue Alex Gordon's worth to the Kansas City Royals and what he means to them as an organization. I don't care if Alex Gordon hit 170. He hit this hit. That's enough to get you in the Royals Hall of Fame.
If Alex could find something to pull, get it in the air, he would get some help. Familia's next pitch. Belted to deep center. Back goes Lagares. And gone, Alex Gordon. He didn't need the win.
Someone asked if I think they should retire his number. No. I don't think they should retire his number. I think this is a worthy... You're in the Royals Hall of Fame. Everybody loves you. I don't think his number should be retired.
Someone from that World Series team should get their number retired, though. Are you saying it's Salvi? Because you look at the Hall of Fame.
They got to get their number retired?
Look at the three numbers they have retired right now. They have, okay, George Brett will put to the side because he's one of the best third basemen in the history of the sport. Frank White and Dick Houser, their claim to fame is they were on the World Series team.
Sure.
They managed the World Series team. Someone from the World Series team is going to have their number on top of the Hall of Fame, whether that be at Washington Square Park, 119th and all. Somewhere, there's going to be a fourth number up there, maybe a fifth.
Yep.
Someone from that World Series team is getting up there.
Yeah, probably. I mean, Salvi should probably be the answer. If you're telling me that they can only retire one person's number, it should be Salvi. I mean, I'm kind of just like if they're going to retire your number, it just seems like a very, very high bar that I'm not sure if at least certainly Alex Gordon got to as a player, but Salvi got there. And I think Salvi's going to go to the Hall of Fame at some point in his life. I think Salvi's going to get there. I love now the text line is arguing with you about Kimball Anders or Tony Richardson. I want to point out that I had nothing to do with that. You did that. You handle that. Text line is very mad at you for that. And you said that. I had nothing to do with it.
I had no idea that Kansas City was.
I'm telling you, text line is hot.
Fullback.
I don't know
city.
Why you upset him. You did that.
Apparently, this town doesn't love tight ends or quarterback. They just love a good fullback.
I don't know why you disrespect Kimball Anders like that. I don't know why you just out of nowhere just caught a random stray. You know what? Why don't we get everybody back on our side and talk about Alex Gordon?
And O'Day's 1-1 pitch. Alex swings and belts it to deep right field. It is gone, and the Royals have the lead in the 10th inning. Alex Gordon has four RBIs tonight. He has eight RBIs in the postseason, and the Royals lead 6-5 in the 10th.
A lot of people are saying, what about Ned Yost? I could see them retiring Ned Yost's number. I could see that. I wasn't really thinking about it just because he's a manager. Like, that's just not – I mean, I understand they retired Dick Houser's number, so I maybe should have been thinking about that. But, yeah, I'm just putting Yost's number up there. It actually makes a lot of sense. I mean, at some point, they're going to have Ned Yost Day at the K, and that would make sense for them to put his number up there.
I wonder if – this is a question that I don't believe you can answer.
When are they going to have Dayton Moore Day at the K? Do you think they're going to have Dayton Moore Day?
That's what I was going to wonder. Like, you talk about – and this is – you talk about Alex Gordon's legacy being sealed forever in Kansas City, and despite the bad 16, 17, 18, 19, and he was not very good in 20 either for the team, he has that home run, he has the moment. Dayton Moore is responsible for some of the worst Royals baseball as general manager we have ever seen. Like, legitimately, the 2022 Royals, or maybe it was 2023, were some of the worst baseball this town has ever experienced.
They were bad.
2019 was some of the worst baseball this town has ever experienced. Allard Baird got run out of town for that level. Dayton Moore got six more years. He's going to be honored. He's going to go in the Royals Hall of Fame. He deserves all those things. When is that day going to be? And is his legacy also frozen in time? Or do general managers have a different lineage, history, remembrance than a player because of all the other things?
I'm just guessing that the Royals have a lot of these days planned over the next 4 or 5 years. I'm also assuming that the Royals want to do some of this while they're in their current stadium, right? Like, Eric Hosmer didn't play at New Kauffman Stadium, or, you know, like, then it's about Jack Caglione. It's about Bobby Witt Jr. It's about, like, creating legacy in that own stadium. So, I mean, as the Royals are winding down where they currently are, I certainly think that, you know, they got plans to do a lot of this in the stadium that the guys actually won the World Series in, that they had their memories in. And, I mean, that last year, not to think too far ahead, that last year at Kauffman Stadium is going to be a lot of fun. Like, we've never had a stadium a year like that, at least not you and I have. Certainly there's a generation that remembers, you know, old the Royal Stadium before, Municipal Stadium, I think that's the name of it. We've never had the final season of a stadium before, and then they're going to open up a new one? Sure, we've been through a renovation. Remember when Kauffman, they were renovating it while they were playing there? We've never had this is the last time that you can ever go out here, so I certainly think that's going to be a very fun year. The Royals probably have, like, a really exciting next 5 years of promotions kind of planned for either celebrating their World Series team or wrapping up where they currently are and where their stadium is. I want to play this for you guys really. Actually, you know what? I'll wait to play this. Rob, hit the button for the hits, and we'll get to game four that's coming up today in the NBA Finals.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
As always, hits are brought to you by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu.
Who do you got winning tonight?
I think the Thunder even it up tonight. I think the Thunder are the better team. I just think they got a great moment by Halliburton in game one, and they didn't play well in game three. Like, they are the better team, and I think that eventually in these series, better teams win. So I like the Thunder tonight to even it up. But it does feel like we're going seven, which is good for the viewing audience, and unless you, for some reason, have other things to do on a Friday night, which who could possibly do other stuff on a Friday night?
Game three was an incredible basketball game. For start to finish, it was an incredible game. I don't know what the ratings are going to be today. I don't really care what the ratings are going to be today. I agree with you. I agree with you that I think OKC wins today. I'm not entirely convinced that they're better than the Pacers. I'm not entirely sure. I mean, so far in this series, I saw the Pacers outplay them in a game, and I saw them be better closers and finishers in another one of those games. I mean, that's kind of how they've gotten here to the NBA Finals. This series has been incredibly competitive. It has been incredibly compelling in a lot of different ways. It has been very, very compelling in a lot of ways. I'm looking forward to tonight's game. I know a lot of people, I saw Danny, he was talking about this on his show on Breakfast Ball earlier, that he sees this as a must-win game for both teams, and he thinks whoever wins this is going to win the series. That if Oklahoma City can get this thing back to where they have a two of their next three games at home, he thinks they win the series, or if the Pacers win this and they take a 3-1 advantage, then the series is over on the other side. And obviously, there's not that many NBA games left this year. A very important game four between the Thunder and the Pacers. The Pacers have just, they have continued to surprise and shock us the entire NBA playoffs. Coming up on the other side, we'll continue to talk about the Royals as they get ready for a home series against the Athletics. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
And gone, Bobby Witt.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know what? It's kind of sad to me what's happened to the A's. Think about the A's, you know, Rob, back when you and I were kids. The A's from 99 till probably the middle of the 2000s was a model franchise. They won 87 games in 99. They won 91 games in 2000. They had back-to-back years in which they won 100 games. We're talking about as a small market club. They went to the playoffs for 4 consecutive years, went to the playoffs in 5 of 7 years, and won at least 85 games in 7 consecutive seasons. Like, the A's were, if you were the Royals in the 2000s, you were striving to be the Oakland A's. If you were Tampa Bay, if you were Pittsburgh, we can think a lot of those small market clubs, the example that you were using were the A's. The A's didn't have a lot of resources, didn't spend a lot of money on talent, but They had drafted really, really well, and they had just the right combination of talent. The problem with the A's in the 2000s were they played during the same time as the 2000 Yankees and Red Sox. Like, if you could put those A's in today's baseball, the A's aren't the best team in the American League. They maybe win a World Series, but back during those times, yeah, like, we can look at the A's in 01, 02. I also got to show you how good the Yankees were during that time, how good the Red Sox were during that time. You remember that's when Seattle was actually really good as well, when Ichiro first came over and was one of the best hitters in baseball. The A's were just, they were a good team in the wrong time to be a really good small market club back then. And it was just, it was harder to get in the postseason then. So you couldn't kind of get that early series in against the Orioles, for example. In round one of the playoffs, yeah, you're going up against the Yankees in round one, and the Yankees were just better than the A's during that stretch.
And the one time they didn't bump into the Yankees is the year they bumped into a team they were better than, and they lost the Twins. Like, but as a Royals fan, we know that Twins team was also really good. It had Morneau and Mauer and Torrey Hunter. Like, it's one of those things where I know that flags fly forever and championships matter, but you could argue that Billy Beane's early 2000s in Oakland was more successful than Dayton Moore's 2010 Royals. Like, they just, the A's never cashed. The Rays never cashed in. Like, they were good teams in small markets. The Royals did. It really shows you and highlights to you, like, and we talk about a lot in the NFL, if your window is open, you got to cash that ticket. Because the A's had a window. The Rays, their small market team, had a window. Neither team cashed the ticket. And now they're always looked at as, hey, they were the plucky underdog that came so close. It's a nice little story. And we pat them on the head. But if they had cashed in, they might still be in Oakland today. Like, I don't know how the world's different if they go and win one of those, you know, CSDS and gets the World Series. It just highlights to me something we talk about all the time. You got to cash in when the window is open.
Yeah, I'm with you in terms of cashing in, but I think what is really hard, like in the cash in analogy, man, multiple people can cash in on a regular bet, right? Like, you and I both can bet. We maybe can bet different things. We both can win. Man, only a select few teams are going to be able to cash in. Everybody in the AFC isn't getting a Super Bowl. Yeah, Mahomes has his. That doesn't mean C.J. Stroud gets to cash one in. That doesn't mean that Josh Allen, doesn't mean that Lamar, doesn't mean that Burrow. Everybody doesn't get to cash that in. Look at the AFC back, you know, when you and I were coming up. Sure, Elway got his. Dan Marino didn't get a Super Bowl. Jim Kelly didn't get a Super Bowl. Like, that's just kind of how sports work. So I'm with you. Man, when you get that opportunity, you got to cash in. We also got to acknowledge how hard it is to actually cash in, and you just don't get a whole lot of chances. When you were the A's in the 2000s and you have a stretch where over a 4-year stretch, two of those years you win 100 games and then the other 2 years you win 91 and 96, you don't got to cash in all of those times. You got to make it past the first round of the playoffs, at least in one of those seasons. Rob, they never got out of the first round. They never played in the ALCS. So you talk about cashing out and winning the World Series. You didn't get out of the first round of the playoffs. So certainly an iconic stretch, and it's also just crazy to look at the attendance and how just it fell so much there at the end. So we're talking about that stretch in 2000. So in 2002, for example, let's pick a random year, the A's got 2.1 million fans in attendance. 2.1 million fans, that's a good number. It's a great number. In their last season, they got 900,000 fans. In 2023, they had 832,000 fans in attendance. 800, Rob, that's over 81 games they got that. So, I mean, you can just like see the story of just it ended very, very quickly for the A's. And then just it goes from 2 million to 1 million. And then when they came back from COVID, it was over. They got 1.6 million fans right before COVID hit. The first year after COVID, when fans could start going back, they got 700,000 fans. Like, the relationship at that point was just over between the city, between the team, between the owner and the fans. That relationship was over. I understand why the A's moved. I understand why they are choosing to get a brand new, beautiful stadium that's built right there on the Las Vegas Strip. But this was a proud franchise. This was a franchise that a lot of small market clubs looked up to, that tried to copy, that tried to emulate. And I mean, almost as quick as it started is almost as quick as it ended. And they have been looking for a permanent home, it feels like, for a decade. Now, they have finally found it. They got to wait a couple of years until they do it. I think the plan is actually they're going to break ground in Las Vegas like in 2 weeks, I think the plan is. So, I mean, they got a couple more years of just playing in Sacramento. But I think more than anything, it just goes to show you the importance of ownership and how having a really good owner, having a stable owner, having a owner who is not cash poor. I think that's a really important thing to note. Obviously, these guys are incredibly wealthy, but a lot of these guys, their money is just tied up into investments or it's tied up into the team. Man, a lot of these owners, in terms of the cash that you need to run a successful sports franchise, they just don't have their money liquid in that way to fund their team and give you the real proper chance of winning championships. And Oakland is clearly one of those examples.
Neither of us have a crystal ball, so this is nothing we can answer today. But man, if they break ground in Vegas and they get their stadium built and ownership in Las Vegas becomes more aggressive because they have more funds and they no longer are viewed as a small market plucky team and they are now spending, I wouldn't even say in the upper echelon, just in the top half of Major League Baseball, which never happened when they were in Oakland, I would feel an extra level of sad for A's fans. You every year had to grind out with a $38 million payroll and you were still successful. And the minute they get their new stadium and they get their new home, they become an actual big spender. That would be an extra gut punch to the whole city of Oakland if they start actually spending real money in Vegas, which is likely going
to
happen because
they're 100% about
new stadiums mean new money and new money means cash on hand. So that's going to happen, but that's an extra, you know, kicking the you-know-what from the city of Oakland from Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going back and I'm looking now. I mean, the rotation that the A's had in 2003, listen to this. Hudson, Zito, Mulder. Remember Ted Lilly? You remember him? And they had Rich Harden. Like, that's your five? Like, that's a really, really good team. I mean, they had four starters that pitched at least 180 innings. I mean, that was a team whose lineup was super competitive. Also, their rotation, super, super competitive as well. We're not even talking about the bullpen. Those A's teams in the early 2000s were actually really, really good baseball teams. Coming up on the other side, we got Game 4 of the NBA Finals today. The NHL playoffs have been very fun. It's tied 2-2 right now in the Stanley Cup. This is an exciting time in sports. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This could quite possibly be the biggest, busiest weekend, probably outside of football season this year. I mean, think about all the things that are going on this weekend. We got Boulevardia, very popular. The Royals are in town. Alex Gordon Day. They're passing out Bobby Wood Jr. bobbleheads tomorrow. The Current are in town. Sporting Kansas City's in town. I'm sure there's some other things that are going on. Is anything happening this weekend down at the T-Mobile Center?
I mean, nothing I know of. It's also Father's Day weekend, so it's like a lot of, you know, Father's Day activities, brunches, and things of that nature around the city. Like, it's a very, very busy weekend in town.
All right. This is going to be my final question for the week. And maybe you guys can help me with this. 913-586-7965. I would consider myself to be an avid TikTok user. I don't post any. I've never made a TikTok. Don't really know how to make a TikTok. But I do like going on there. I probably use TikTok more than I use any of the other social media platforms. It just makes me smile. It makes me laugh. Someone went to the U.S. Open course and was putting around. And it looked nearly impossible. This is my question to you guys. How is that fun? Bomani Jones always talks about, I don't do recreational sadness. Like, in my free time, I'm not going to watch things where the intended purpose is to make me sad. Why would I want to do that in my free time? I'm going to amend it. Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. I wouldn't want to do recreational madness. It's kind of like my philosophy about a haunted house. You know what I'm not doing? I'm not paying to be scared. That doesn't sound like a fun time to me. There are plenty of ways to feel scared for free. I'm not doing that as a form of entertainment. I'm sitting there and I'm watching these people play golf. I'm watching it. And as they're playing golf, I'm just thinking, this seems impossible. How is this a game that you enjoy? Are you getting peace from this? This can't be bringing you peace. The few times that I've played golf, that's part of the beauty of it. You're outside, you're there with your people, it's a nice day. You know I'm not Tiger Woods. I know I'm not going to shoot a low number, but you know what? You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to be so frustrated that I want to javelin toss this club. I'm not thinking about shot putting this Titleist golf ball into the lake. That's what playing the U.S. Open looked like to me. It looked like just a rage quit moment that I don't really understand. Rob, you are a golfer. Can you explain to me how this sounds fun? Now, I'm not saying you want it to be easy. I don't want to go out there and shoot 19 under. Sure, I want a little bit of a challenge. I don't want to walk away mad. And that's what playing at the U.S. Open, I don't know where it is this year. That's what it looks like. It looks like playing mad.
It's in Oakmont, which is in Pittsburgh. So it's actually right up against the highway. There's some cool photos because the town, eminent domain, doesn't matter. I think one of the things why people sign up for the frustration of golf is that it's one of those sports, and maybe it's this is all sports, but just this is at the amateur level, where once you feel like you've mastered a single course, if it's bad, you crave the next challenge. So you bring yourself to an Oakmont to go get pummeled. Locally, I've played a lot of what anyone will deem the easiest courses in Kansas City. I shoot pretty well at those courses. When me and my friends play those courses, we joke. This isn't a real number. It's a Royal Meadows number. It's a whatever the course number. So you crave to go that next level up, and then it humbles you. That's the allure, is that you're always challenging yourself to bump up to the next level. Now, Oakmont is one of the top levels, and me and you are never playing there, even though I believe it's a public course because it will absolutely humiliate us, but that is the logic. I keep wanting to bump up a level of my amateurism.
I just want to get good enough to the point where I could play at Pebble Beach. Do you think that's a feasible level? Could you play at Pebble Beach? Upset you? I mean, like, do you have the ability where tomorrow you could go out to Pebble Beach and let's say you shoot like 105? Could you do that?
Not right now. I've had friends play Pebble and they say it's 16, 17, 18 that absolutely just wrecks your whole day. You're about to finish. You've played okay because the course is pretty manageable. And then 16, 17, 18, when you're up against the water, just they put you into a grinder. So you're a ways off from being Pebble Beach good.
I mean, I'm a ways off. I don't think I'm playing anytime soon. Now, I don't mind going to a Top Golf with you. I just don't have the time to devote to being good at golf. You got to have real dedicated time. Like, real dedicated time to play golf. I don't have it the way that some of you do. And that's great. I love that for you. Rob, I love it for you. You and Dusty play golf all the time. I had a lot of fun today. I had a lot of fun this week. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to you and yours. Happy Father's Day to you if you have lost your father. Salute to you. We will be back on Monday. We look forward to catching up with you guys. Hopefully, it's a positive week for the Royals. Until then, I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the week.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.